Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a great show lined up tonight. We've got the beautiful, lovely Jessica May coming on. We've got Chatio and Kim in here. I am Three Rose. How's everybody doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, I'm sitting here and I'm suffering. It is about 85 degrees here, and I don't know how you do it, Mike. I really don't. I mean, it's bad.
It is 7 o'clock p.m. here right now, and the temperature is still 102 degrees outside.
Good
so
Lord.
It is. Yeah, it's crazy. The next few, okay, so we've got 103, 104, 103, 102, 101, 101, and 100 are our next 7 days.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
It is not joking around,
yeah.
But after tonight, I will be in Florida for the next 10 days, and I don't care what the weather in Texas is like. Florida is going to be 85 with about 70% humidity, and I will have the beach and the wind in my face, so I do not care.
There's a little bit of static online there, Michael. I think it's coming from your line.
Yeah,
Kim.
Maybe that'll be better.
I don't hear any online.
Yeah, I can hear it on my end very, very clear. Sorry, guys, for technical difficulties. Just try muting Michael for a second, Kim.
Okay, hang on. Okay, he's muted.
Okay, so it's not him. Try muting yourself.
I will mute myself. Hang on, I'll bring him back on.
So, Michael, how's everything going? Yeah, Kim is gone now. So I don't know if you're outside or whatever it is, but...
It may be feedback from my Wi-Fi, so let me just disconnect from my Wi-Fi and see if it clears it up. Give it a few seconds.
Yep.
Did that clear it up?
Clears.
Okay. Yeah, it was the Wi-Fi. Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
All good. Technical difficulties is what we always enjoy, you know. That's what happens when you play with computers all the time. So, I'm just ready for this vacation.
Well, let's talk about tonight's show.
Let's do it.
Tonight,
we've got Jessica May coming on. I can't wait. I've been waiting for...
I was just going to say, she is absolutely fired up and so excited to be on. I've been talking with her on and off all day, and she is ready to go.
Awesome. I love that girl. I've been following her forever. She is a firecracker. She's been all over the place. The girl has worked fishing boats. She's done all kinds of jobs, bartending. She's done it all. She's seen it all. Lives up there in Washington State, just a badass American patriot.
Yes, she is, Michael. And, you know, I've been wanting to get her on the show for quite some time. I really like what she's about, what she stands for. You know, she's just, when I think of an American, a typical American, I think of her. You know, the red, white, and the blue. She gets out there and she says it like it is, and she don't care who likes it and who don't.
That's right. That's why I like her. She's not afraid of the liberals coming at her. She's not afraid of getting doxxed, and that's how we have to be. We have to stay unafraid. We can't let these people push us back into our corner, back to being silent. Because that's what got us in the fucking in the position that we're in. Sorry, guys, but that's what got us in the position that we're in, is being silent and just letting everything go by. And she's not the type, and neither am I, neither are you, neither is Kim. That's what I like about Kim. Kim is a firecracker. If you know anything about her, you get to talking to Kim. She is definitely a firecracker. Yeah, that's what I love about our sister patriots. They don't mess around.
Are you talking about me? Are you talking about me?
I'm talking about you. I'm absolutely talking
about
you.
I'm no firecracker. I'm the bomb.
You sure the hell are?
No, I'm just kidding.
you're a sparkler. You light up from one end and you go all the way until you burn out.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll take everyone down with me.
Damn, everybody's fingers are getting burned.
Absolutely. Take no prisoners.
Take no prisoners. So we've got all kinds of stuff going on in the news. Y'all hear about Ghislaine Maxwell getting her getting moved to a minimum security prison for her 20-year sentence? She's going to be in there learning, doing yoga and learning painting and stuff. Must be nice.
Well, we all knew that she was going to end up in a cushy prison. And, I mean, it's an absolute disgrace. Here she is now, holds the key that could bring the whole political system down, and yet she gets moved to a cushy prison. I wonder what kind of deals they made on the inside. I wonder how long she's actually going to serve in prison before she's out. We'll see another false flag, a big distraction. Next thing you know, she'll be released.
Yep, and nobody will know about it. She probably isn't even in prison. Her and old Jeffrey's probably out there on St. James Island living it up still, you know, doing what they did before. And there's probably, who knows, there's no evidence of his death. There's no evidence that she's actually in a prison. So these people do what they want. They always have. They will until we stop them.
Well, you know, I think we got to bring awareness to it. You know, we got to bring awareness to the fact. I mean, here we go. We got Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. Two jail guards were asleep. The cameras weren't working, and he was on suicide watch. Yet magically, it happened. Bill Barr was at the prison. I mean, there's so many things that don't line up, and the world is silent about it. The news is silent about it. All these things are keeping quiet on you. You can't say nothing. If you say something on TikTok or Twitter, they boot you off. You know, nobody wants the real evidence to get out there of what actually goes on with kids in our countries.
Not at all. I've been doing a little bit of research. There's been 121 school teachers, counselors, principals, whatever, part of our school system here in America, 121 of them arrested since January this year for pedophilia. That's almost one a day since the school year started in January until the summer started this year. 121. Those people are in our classrooms. They're in our schools. It's sick. There's got to be a better way to pick through these people and decipher who needs to be around our kids and who doesn't.
Yes, I you know, and that's something I agree. And I don't understand, like, no matter left or right, that should be something that we should all be able to agree on when it comes to our kids. You know, don't mess around. I mean, we should all be on the fact we should never be accepting pedophiles. That shouldn't even be bought up, this thing called math. Anybody, you know, the sad thing is they're trying to move in on the LGBTQ movement. They're trying to work their way in there. And I'm seeing more and more of that movement speak out against it, which I'm really happy. I saw a lady, she got on and blasted off on TikTok. She said that if I had known that this is what it would end up to, you know, grooming kids, I would have never marched for the rights in the first place.
Absolutely, and that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to stand up. They're going to have to denounce the pedophiles. They're going to have to denounce MAPS and say, this isn't part of our movement. Because until they do that, and until the liberals stand up and stand up with us for our kids, then they're part of the problem. And that's all there is to it. If you don't stand up against it and you don't help us fight against it, then you're part of the problem and you're for it.
Well, you know, we got to make a lot of noise. I mean, these are our kids. And you know, I've been saying that a long time, and, you know, my eyes have been open to it. I mean, a lot of people can't believe that the government and these things, these groups called the Finders Group and the CIA and the honey traps, people don't believe that that stuff happens, but yet here we are. I mean, it happens. It's you know, the CIA, the Mossad, all these agencies.
Absolutely. Just about 40 miles from us last night, down by our lake house, I get the news on my phone for the county that my lake house is in. A sheriff's deputy pulled over a minivan. Actually, it wasn't even a minivan. It was a little Ford Explorer. Had 9 illegal Mexicans in there, and half of them were underage. None of them had documentation except for they found out one of them, and he was on the most wanted list. And that was about 50 miles from my house. And that was just last night. It happens every day. You know, we have Interstate 20 running right through our town right here, and that's one, that and Interstate 35 are two of the most sex trafficked highways in the United States. They pick people up daily, and I read stories daily. You know, there's thousands and thousands of people that just go missing. I think there's over 100,000 undocumented illegal aliens that have came into this state that have came up missing. They're not documented. Nobody knows where they are. And most of them are kids. Most of them are women and kids. The ones that were in the van last night, they were, I think that the paper said that they were not sex slaves. They were labor slaves is what they found out. So not only are they sex trafficking kids and sex trafficking men and women, they're also labor trafficking people. They're putting these people in warehouses and in fields, and it's no different than it was back in the 1800s, you know? It's just different people running it now. It's insane.
Well, you know, and that's the whole problem with, crossing the southern border. I mean, these cartels and these people, they all know it's a gold mine in human trafficking. And if you can bring children up and get them across the border, I mean, you know, I can only imagine the prices that they sell them for. I mean, this stuff is hard to wrap your mind around, and everybody should be concerned about it. I mean, it's unbelievable that, you know, they're just allowing these people to walk across the southern border.
Walk across? They're walking. I mean, you heard about the semi-truck that I think it had 50-something people in that died just about 2 weeks ago down here. They had a semi-truck full of illegal aliens, just undocumented Mexicans and Puerto Ricans and a couple other different countries, but died in a semi-truck. Just, it's insane that these people are willing to go through that to get here. And I feel bad for anybody that wants to come to this country to better themselves. But we have to know who is coming in here. We need to know everyone that comes through this border. We need to know who's in this country. We need to know where these kids are going. We need to know where these women are going and what these men are doing, what kind of crimes they've been, convicted of. I mean, we need to know these things, and that's why it's such an issue having our freaking borders just wide open. It's insane. And we spend billions of dollars over there in Ukraine protecting their borders, but we do nothing, absolutely nothing here at our borders except for facilitate the people coming across.
And, you know, a lot of times you get more rights than people trying to come in the legal and proper way. You know, I mean, and that's all it is. It's a hotbed for human trafficking. And that's one thing I know that Jessica May, she's very passionate about. I'm sure we're going to get to talk to her about that. And, you know, I'm glad our last four shows has all been on child trafficking, human trafficking. We've had some great guests on. Anybody listening now, I encourage you to go back, listen to the other shows. They're all there. You just simply go and click on them. And tonight we're staying right on that issue.
Absolutely, we are. It's an issue, or it's a subject that needs a lot of attention. We need to be talking about this. Everyone needs to be talking about this because this affects us all. This doesn't affect just Americans. You've got these people coming up through your border just as well. You don't know who's coming up there. They make it through here, and they can go anywhere they want in North America. So, it's a big thing.
The biggest problem that we have, Michael, is, I don't know if you've seen the reports, but the Canadian government was training Ukrainian rebels. You know, these are Azov warriors and being trained by our Canadian military. I mean, it's unbelievable the things that's going on and that's happening in Ukraine. They're using the people of Ukraine to fight a proxy war to hurt Russia. It's got nothing to do with Ukraine. We're sending money to Ukraine, but they're not trying to help Ukraine. This is self-serving, and that's what people don't wake up to understand. These things are self-serving, what they have happening over there.
Absolutely. If they cared about borders and they cared about people, they would be here helping our people. But like you said, the people crossing our border, they have more benefits than the American people do. They have more benefits and more access to health care, free phones, and stuff than our veterans do that went and fought for this country. Our veterans have to stand in lines at veteran hospitals and wait weeks and weeks for care. You know, when Trump was in office, he made it to where the veterans didn't have to go to a VA. They could go to any hospital, any doctor they wanted to with their care. And Biden comes into office and he switches all that shit back up. And these veterans, that's why we have 22 veterans a day killing themselves, because they are not taken care of in this country. And it has to piss you off to know that you went to war. Some of these guys went over there and fought and spent 15, 20 years servicing, you know, the United States, and keeping us healthy and keeping us safe. And these guys come back and they get treated like shit. And I couldn't imagine knowing that that's how I was treated, but somebody that came across the southern border that was illegal gets handed a cell phone, gets handed debit cards, free health care. Here's your wristband. Go, you know, here's a bus. Go wherever you want in the United States and do whatever you want, and we're just going to take care of you. You know, here's a cell phone. Call us when you need some more money. It's absolutely ridiculous. There's no other word for it other than ridiculous.
Well, and, you know, it's only going to get worse. You know, I hear Biden now flirting with the term climate crisis. You see, you know, they already conditioned the people's mind now to accept that we're in a crisis. I mean, Jimmy Durch, he had a map up on Instagram, and he showed the weather. I think it was, you know, 5 or 10 years ago or whenever it was, and had the map, and it had sunny skies, you know, 100, 110 or whatever. It was hot. It was actually 2 degrees hotter, but it just had the sunny skies, and then they showed it now, and it's blood red, you know, and they want to tell everybody we're in a climate crisis. And, you know, Southern Australia, they just now declared a climate crisis. And why are they doing that? Because now they want to usher in these severe climate mandates that's going to cripple our farmers, that's going to continue to aid in the food shortage. This is all by design. This is all by plan. And people need to wake up to what's going on. They're going to do it no matter what, and they are still pushing for this.
Oh, it's definitely going to be pushed. I posted a video yesterday. It hasn't gotten much traction. It's a Veritas video. Anytime I post a Veritas video, it doesn't get any traction. TikTok doesn't want to let them out. But it's a CNN reporter, and that's exactly what he's talking about. He says, for the last few years, we've been on COVID and making sure Trump got out of office and making sure he doesn't get back in office. But our next agenda, our next big agenda, and all we are going to be talking about is climate change. And he says, unlike COVID or unlike Trump, climate change isn't going to go anywhere, and we can use it for years. He said, so that's all you're going to hear about on the news for the next few years. And I believe it. I guarantee it's coming. He says, Zucker, the CNN, the owner of CNN or the producer, you know, the head guy at CNN, the president.
CEO,
he's the one
CEO,
that pushed, yeah, he's the CEO. He's the one that that put the letter out, and that's what they're fixing to start pushing. So be ready. And I guarantee Joe Biden's going to get on there. They've been in crisis mode for the last 2 years. So why, when you have a good crisis, why let it go? Just keep moving from one crisis to the next. And if people keep complying, they'll keep on pushing these crises until we have nothing left. That's why we've told everybody, do not comply. Do not comply.
The problem is, Michael, you have these people being taught. They teach our young people this stuff in school. They teach it, you know, that the world's going to be underwater. You remember in the 60s, I saw a TikTok that gave this information. It was really good. In the 60s, it was an oil crisis. We're going to run out of oil in 10 years. You know, the 70s, it was the ozone.
And then in the 80s, the ice was all going to melt and we're going to be underwater. And, you know, then the 90s was acid rain. You know, every 10 years we got a new climate emergency and we're going to be underwater. But yet here we stand, proving all of them wrong, and everything, all we've ever gotten out of it was more taxes.
That's it. I made a video about it. It's amazing that people think that by the government spending more money or the government making and printing more money that we can change the weather. It's not going to happen. The only way that we're going to change the weather by giving the government more money is if they spend it on more weather altercation machines or they keep doing chemtrails and stuff like that. That's the only way they're going to change the weather. That's the only way it's changed at all. The Earth does what it does. It's been doing what it's been doing for thousands of years, and it's not going to quit. We're not killing the Earth. It's insane. And these people, that's all they want to do. They want to push. Like I said, it's crisis after crisis. And as long as we keep complying with every crisis that they push out, then they're going to keep pushing them out. And if a crisis doesn't take hold, like the bird flu or the monkey pox, then they'll move on to the next one. They said climate change isn't going anywhere. They can print maps and they can make people think that the climate's changing. They can make people think that ice is disappearing and all that, and people will fall for it, and they have, and they will, and, you know, until we can convince them otherwise, then that's just the next big thing.
Well, I looked at a picture. They actually did a post on it. The pilots were flying over the ocean, and everything was blood red, and, you know, they were like, what is that? You know, and it's an odd-looking picture, but, you know, in my mind, it looks to me like they're stirring up stuff in the ocean, heating up the water. So, I mean, they know how to manipulate the weather. A lot of people find that hard to believe, that they have machines like HARP. They have machines that could cause storms. They have machines that could put water in the desert. I mean, you look at what Dubai is doing. You know, so is it too far-fetched to believe that they can also manipulate a catastrophe?
Not at all. I've been paying attention to that stuff since about 2008, 2009. A buddy of mine put me on it, and I did not believe any of it at first, and he would send me link after link of stuff to go watch and to look up, and, you know, you start looking up, you can get on Google and look up HARP, H-A-A-R-P. You can find it. It's a machine. It's used by the government. There's all kinds of things that people think aren't real, and with a quick just Google search, you can find they are real. They have done it, they've been doing it, and they're going to continue doing it. So, you know, people, they don't want to think that the government would do that, so they won't even look it up to see if they have the capabilities of doing it.
Well, you know, I was in on live earlier with Jimmy Durch, and he made a good point, you know, because people, you know, people come in live with stupid comments, Trump, and, you know, and...
Yeah.
The thing is, you made a good point where this is not a conservative or a Republican thing. This is not a left versus right. This is a good versus evil. See, this climate change hoax, as that's what it is, it's all about money. It's all about a waste of money. Nobody can follow the money. So we give $250 million to the Paris Accord. I don't know. I think America gave $900 million, if I'm not mistaken. Where did that money go? Who's accounted for that money? How does the Canadian or American tax people keep tracking?
Yeah.
I mean, I have no – it don't make sense.
We have no clue where our money goes. I know that I read an article that says that after the American dollar spent, what you actually take home from each dollar is about 33 cents after being taxed, which, I mean – if you look at the Boston, you know, them people threw a fucking revolution over just a couple cent tax on their tea. And here we are giving away 77 cents of our dollar, every dollar basically the taxes that we make. It's crazy. And we have no clue where any of it goes. We just know what they tell us they're doing with it. I mean, the last 6 months we know where it's all gone. It's gone over to Ukraine. And back into their pockets and whatever else they wanted to do, you know, to help fund their child trafficking rings. So it's I don't know, something's definitely going to have to happen. It is a good versus evil thing. And until we can get people to realize that we don't want to fight, we just want to join each other, you know, we want to join each other and fix our freaking problems. We have so many problems that need to be fixed, but we can't fix them because we can't get along. We can't have conversations.
Well, you know, and again, I mean, all they do is to come in. You try and warn people. You try to tell people. I mean, nobody ever sees me arguing with left or right or getting involved in different people's issues. I mean, when the right fights or the left fights or whatever, you know, I try to stay in the middle. Of course, my thoughts lean right just because it makes more sense. But, you know, I guess you have heard, I mean, Kim texted out, I am now a cult leader, and the 167,000 people that follow me on both accounts here, they are cult followers. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. I did.
You're not only a cult leader, you're a dangerous man. Remember that remark.
A dangerous man. Yeah. Yeah. She's the type of girl that will be turning people in for red flag laws. She's the type that will be calling in saying, my neighbor's dangerous, come take his guns. You know, that's the type of people that we have to watch out for because they know nothing about us. They see a video, and then they just basically label us from that video or from what their perception of us is. They don't want to get to know us. They don't want to take the time to listen to our radio show. They don't want to take the time to flip through our videos and realize that we're not hateful, homophobic, you know, racist. We're patriots that just care about our countries, that want good for all people, not just our people. We want everyone to be able to prosper and live a good life. It's not just what we want for us. It's what we want for everyone. And what we do isn't just for us. We do this for them, too. Even if they don't see that we're fighting for their rights, they don't care about their rights. But that's what we do it for. I mean, simple as that. And people like that are just totally ignorant. I reported her. I have no problem reporting liberal shit. I have lost 21 accounts, and I guarantee you half of that was at least liberals reporting me. I have no problem going to a liberal's page and reporting them. I don't feel like a bitch. I actually laugh. I'm like, man, when TikTok tells me their video got taken down, I love it because, you know, that's what they do to us. And I didn't record a video ever until about 6 months ago, but a liberal is not going to get by with any type of video that I'm going to watch because I'm going to report them just like they do us. If TikTok takes it down at least I did my part.
I think that's what you're seeing a lot of now is people fighting back. That's why some of these leftists, they're getting shut down. And we're not talking about liberals or people who are moderate Democrats, friends. We are talking about hardcore far leftists. I mean, they go in, they snoop on my page. They snoop on my page. I got them blocked. I block them all, and they still find a way around it and do your screen records and, you know, call me a cult leader of all things. And so I did a TikTok about it, and all of a sudden I got about 500 comments there now saying, I want to join your cult.
You know, I was thinking, I guess I'm part of the cult. You know, these people, if they actually sat back and made notes and wrote down the things that we do and the things that they do, they are the cult members. They are the ones that blindly follow whatever they are told to do. They're told to go get a shot, they go get a shot. They're told to go get a booster, they go get a booster. You know, now you've got people lined up to get this monkeypox vaccine. If you know anything about the transmission of monkeypox, you know that me, you, Kim, none of us need to worry about gaining monkeypox as a disease because we're not having unprotected sex with other people and we're damn sure not sticking our people's asses. And that's how you're getting monkeypox. So why are people lining up to go get the vaccine other than they're in a cult? They do what they're told to do, and they line up and do it. It's if anybody's a cult, that's the cult. How are we in a cult? That's what I would like to know. I don't drink the Kool-Aid. Do you drink the Kool-Aid? Do you pass it out, Chad?
No, sir. And if you look, I mean, you look right now what's happening with the amount of myocarditis. They're saying now they're openly admitting now here in Canada that 1 in 5,000 getting myocarditis. Now, why on earth would someone risk that, risk their five-year-old child, well, now even babies, risk the babies and give them a shot of something that could give them a lifelong heart condition, if not kill them? You know, when catching COVID is a risk, getting over COVID, your odds are a lot better than they are with 1 in 5,000.
You know, I haven't had any COVID shots. I haven't had any boosters. The President of the United States has had 3 shots and 2 boosters, and he's had COVID twice. I haven't yet got COVID once. I work in construction. We never shut down. You know, we were a mandatory business or whatever they labeled us as, and so we never shut down. We were still in and out of businesses. We were in and out of houses. Never caught COVID. I still have yet to catch COVID now, but, you know, the vaccine works, and the vaccine's what you need to do. It's, I'm so sick of it all. All the lies, the media, the politicians, every single one of them. It's all propaganda, it's all lies, and it's all about one thing. Everybody thinks it's about money. These people have all the money in the world. They don't need any more money. It's about control. They want to control us. That there's too many of us, too many useless eaters on this planet. We're taking up space that they could be, you know, that could be theirs. So that's my opinion. They don't care about money.
Well, we had Klaus Schwab get out and say that the future belongs to us. And he's openly saying this is what is going to happen. He's openly saying that there's going to be some hardships. They do not care. And people say, well, you know, these guys are capitalists or billionaires. Why would they want to do that? And it's very simple, because it's not about money. It's about control. And these people want control at all costs. They don't care about money anymore. It's power. They want power. They get high off it. It's like a drug. I have nothing against a billionaire. You know, if you are a rich man or a billionaire, millionaire, multimillionaire, I'm really happy for you. That means you figured out the system. You made it work. And if you don't pay taxes, well, you figured out a smart way to get around it, legal loophole, just like anybody else. I don't look down on you for that either. The problem I have is you want to make that money now and become king, you know, like Mr. Trudeau.
Yeah, it's, you know, I see videos all the time, and that's another way that they've tried to separate us. You've got the lower class and the middle class and the upper class, and I see this girl on TikTok, and she's talking about how the middle class is just a bunch of selfish assholes because they won't help people like her and give people like her money. And you know, I didn't stitch her. I didn't do anything. But they don't realize that the middle class has been attacked for 30 years, 40 years. We've been, you know, being attacked. We get taxed out of our freaking minds. There is no middle class. We're all slaves to the system, and even the millionaires that you're talking about, unless you're in the 10s, 15s, 20s, you know, up above that and a millionaire, you're still just a corporate slave. That's it. It takes somebody to be up there in the hundreds of millions to be above, you know. Other than that, we're all just degenerates. We're all just cattle. We're all slaves. That's all that we are to them.
Yes, sir. And with that being said, I'm really excited with our guest tonight. As we said, I've been on live telling everybody that she's a great patriot. So, Kim, you want to introduce her?
I gladly. Miss Jessica May, what is she, conspiracy theorist? Is that
realist.
How she... Is that realist. That's right. Sorry.
Conspiracy
Sorry,
realist.
Jessica. Another one of my favorite creators. I absolutely love her content because she does her homework. She knows what she's talking about. And with that, welcome to the show, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Sorry, I lost my voice and I just sounded like a boy going through puberty just now. But I think I got enough to talk.
Get a drink of water, you'll be all right. Yes, ma'am.
We are
here.
For sure. Okay,
thank you for coming on the show, Jessica.
To talk to you guys.
Oh, girl, we're excited to have you on here.
In.
We've been I was just saying, we've been waiting months to have you on the show. Since we started the show, we've wanted you on here. So very excited about having you on here. Followed you forever. Yep. What do you got, Chad?
Well, you know, of course, I've been a big fan for a long time. I remember when we thought about starting the show, she was one of the first guests I tried to get, and she's been busy and working Monday nights. And so, Jessica, I see that you just got married.
Yeah, we did Memorial Day weekend. My dad was in the Army, and he passed away when I was younger, so we had our red, white, and blue themed wedding in honor of him and in memory of my father. So it was a really special event.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wow,
well, congratulations.
Wow. No, thank you so much. Yeah, things are going good. And I was listening to what you guys were talking about in the beginning of the show. And since my name is Conspiracy Realist, what's funny is I had already had kind of a subject I wanted to talk about, and it was exactly what you guys were already discussing with human trafficking. And I just wanted to piggyback off that a little bit with going from like Pizzagate to Marina Abramović. I've been a volunteer for Operation Underground Railroad for 2 years now. Tim Ballard's the CEO. I actually discovered the organization from the Candace Owens show. She was interviewing him. And I just thought it was really fascinating that he had worked for the FBI, and then he started his nonprofit to kind of open some loopholes to working with local police in other countries and being able to get more kids saved from child sex trafficking. So I started volunteering here in the Wenatchee area of Washington about 2 years ago. My girlfriend, and I, not my actual girlfriend, but my friend and I started up the volunteer team here. We actually have an event on Saturday. And we've been raising awareness and money for human trafficking in this area for a while. And it's slowly growing. It takes time. But I know a lot of these organizations that you guys were talking about, it's all connected, from politicians to bankers to celebrities. And I just thought it would be kind of a fun, not fun, but interesting topic to discuss. It changed my life learning about what the true evils of this world. And it kind of goes along with the Democrats grooming kids, you know, like evil.
Well, you know, Jessica, when I thought about you for the show, that's exactly the topic I wanted to dive into. We had Miss in the Six a couple weeks ago. We had Patriot Mama last week. So we've been really hitting that subject hard. And tell us what you know about, let's start with the Finders Group. Have you heard of them?
Which group? Sorry, say that again.
The Finders.
I haven't. You want to tell me about it?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is something you got to look up. It was basically two guys got caught with a bunch of kids, and they had suit and tie on. Anyway, some cop was nosy, I guess, and noticed them. Took them in, apparently, and I'm only getting a bit of a story that I heard, but went and checked the kids in the van. They checked the van, found dirty old diapers, and they did rape kits on some of the kids, and they were raped. And anyways, they brought these guys in, arrested them, and the CIA come down and took them out of there and said they were closing the case, and that was the end of it. So come to find out that this was an organized group working presumably for the CIA, but that is something that you could dive into. You're going to really enjoy that subject.
Yeah, no, it's insane. You know, when I started, so when I first really kind of grasp how large scale and evil this is, I actually discovered a pedophile ring on Facebook and Twitter, and that's kind of where it started. And because I started this Mandela Effect group on Facebook. It's the largest one on that social media site. There's about 55,000 people in it. Anyway, totally different subject, but it's about CERN and the, you know, merging dimensions and stuff. But someone had posted a profile in there and was just like, hey, this is off subject, but I feel like this person is trafficking kids or, you know, a pedophile or whatever. And curiosity got the best of me. So I'm like, what? No way. And then I went down this rabbit hole from Facebook and Twitter. So Twitter specifically will ban conservatives and certain hashtags. Like, they just recently are banning the term groomer in association with LGBT because it's offensive to that community. It's like, well, stop hosting drag shows for kids and maybe we'll stop calling you groomers, you know? But so they can easily silence conservatives and whatever they want, essentially, and whoever they want. And I mean, they censored a sitting president, for fuck's sake. Excuse my language. But they will not ban hashtags that these pedophiles and traffickers use. And they're still up to date. I don't want to say any of them because I don't want, you know, the wrong person to hear it and get an idea and go on there and use those hashtags for the wrong reason. But these hashtags have never been banned. And when you search for the hashtag, and a lot of them are in Indonesian languages, and it's right there on Twitter, actual child pornography. Some of it's blurted out and some of it's not. There's bestiality, there's cartoon kitty porn, you know. I can't even look at the fucking shit, but being as, you know, my position as the events coordinator for Operation Underground Railroad, a lot of people don't know this. And so it's kind of my job to talk about all of these different aspects of how trafficking happens, you know, like Amazon, Walmart, and Wayfair using the third-party sellers and naming them after kids. Tim Ballard, the CEO of the organization I volunteer for, came onto his Instagram on a live and confirmed that is how these people do it. So they're using Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Walmart, and they're literally selling, distributing child pornography and actually making transactions for trafficking children. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, what do you think, Mike?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's just the tip of it. It's like you said, we have to stop letting these people groom our children. That's where it all starts. It starts at a young age. It's the teachers. It's these. I mean, kids are even getting groomed in church. You know, I've read about all these pastors and people, youth ministers that have gotten arrested. It's everywhere. We have to figure out where these people are, who they are, and we have to let them or get them away from our fucking kids because it's everywhere. It's not in just one place. It's not just the schools. You have to watch out who your kid goes home with, you know. One of my nieces went home with one of her friends from school. She's been friends with this kid for like 9 years. Her mom and her dad split up a couple months ago. Well, my niece caught, she's 13. She caught the dad peeking through the bathroom window on her. You know, she's been going to this girl's house since she was in third grade. They're going into ninth grade or eighth or ninth grade together now. And she's been going to this girl's house for that long, and she caught her dad peeking in the window. You can't trust anybody. Like, we have to protect our kids. It's everywhere.
Well, I tell you now, when it comes to my kids, I do not let anybody watch my kids. My kids don't have sleepovers, you know, and my kids sometimes get mad over that. But it's just how it is. It's how I grew up. My parents were always very protective. And I think you got to be very protective of your children. And, you know, the world is getting more and more evil as the time goes on. You mentioned Pizzagate, Jessica. Yeah, that's going to be a fun one to dive into because I do know a little bit about that subject myself with your John Podesta and, you know, all of his funky art and filthiness that he's been caught up in. But yet he's still not in prison, which that's what turns my stomach. So why don't you open up the gate on Pizzagate?
Okay, yeah, there is so much to it. You definitely touched base. It's like a puzzle that you have to put together. And anytime you search for Pizzagate, the articles say fact check, not real, or conspiracy theory. Pretty much whenever the mainstream media labels something as a conspiracy theory, that's almost like tells me it's actually real, you know, because they lie so much. And Google, it now is, you know, Google filters your searches and it shows you what it wants you to see. And before it started getting really bad, you know, you could search John Podesta's artwork and hit images, and the first thing that would show up is all those little kids, the creepy art of them hanging up in the bathrooms by their arms with the red shoes. And James Olifantis, the pizza, Comet Pizza owner, he had an Instagram up right when all, like, so I woke up in about the beginning of 2016 when Trump and Hillary were running and Obama. I watched a documentary called Thrive, and it completely changed my life. So I just went deep down the rabbit hole, and I was paying attention to stuff. I was searching stuff. I was keeping up with everything. So James Olifantis, this Comet Pizza owner, he had an Instagram, and he had some really creepy, fucked up art on his as well. And I actually went through and read so many WikiLeaks emails myself when they were leaked. Like, there's thousands of them, but some of them were very concerning, and they used pedophile terms. The FBI released the pedophile symbols. They released a list of terms that these pedophiles use, such as pizza or hot dogs. And in one of the emails, Obama had sent $65,000 worth of hot dogs to a private party. In another email, the Uber driver was messaging John Podesta and said, hey, I have these three kids, named the kids, named their ages, all, you know, 10 and younger, and said, hey, we have these kids. We're going to drop them off. They're going to be in the pool for your entertainment. Just really bizarre shit that normal people wouldn't email each other about. You know what I mean? And then he's also connected to Marina Abramović. She's this really intense artist who, she's famous for her, she did a show where for I believe it was 6 hours, don't quote me, but she sat still and she had all of these different utensils and knives and paint and whatever. And the people that were attending the show, they could do whatever they wanted to her for 6 hours. And as it went on, they started off kind of sweet, like coloring on her and put some chocolate on there, whatever it is. And then it started getting really dark and they started cutting her and abusing her and ripping her clothes off. And Lady Gaga did this creepy experiment with her out in the woods. And they also do these cannibalistic rituals where they pretend to eat fake bodies and fake heads, and everyone's eating these people. So when it comes to the evil, this is what I believe. I can't prove it, but there's a lot of satanic symbolism that is also involved in a lot of this stuff with the celebrities and the politicians. There, it is a pure evil. And the more you got to put these puzzle pieces together to understand it, like Liz Crokin, she was a really well-respected journalist. She worked for the Chicago Tribune, the Inquirer, which is not, you know, that's kind of like the Onion. There was another one, the Daily Star, and she was on Fox News and, you know, really respected reporter. And then as soon as she started touching on Pizzagate, if you Google her name, it shows up she's an American journalist and conspiracy theorist. Like, they immediately deem anyone who questions this, yep, the Pizzagate, as a conspiracy theorist. But when you actually do the homework and research and look into the stuff it's saying about Hillary Clinton and Obama and these players in the game that are involved, it all adds up to them trafficking kids. And they, you know, the media is hiding it. They're all in on it. It is a global conspiracy. And that's the crazy thing about it. And there's so very few of us who are awake. Like 95% of the people are brainwashed, you know, 4%, I can't remember what it is, but like 1% is trying to wake up the 5%. And, you know, there's just, I feel like we're outnumbered because the media is so powerful and brainwashes people, and that fact check will show up and people just automatically believe it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Why do you think the government wants to get rid of TikTok? It's not because they're stealing our fucking info. The government, Facebook, Twitter, they've all been taking our info for years. They don't. It's nothing to do with China taking our personal info. Because, like I said, the government's been taking our info. Why do we give a fuck if China takes it? They can take it anywhere they want. We're using their phones. Everybody's using a China-made phone. There's no telling what kind of software they have in these phones, taking what they want. So it's TikTok. They don't want people like us spreading the news because people turned off CNN. You know, some of us, I mean, you know, have more ratings than CNN do with our views on TikTok, you know? They definitely don't want us talking about it. They want them controlling the narrative on every bit of it. It's one more thing, control, more control.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, when you look at the hot dog party that Obama ordered, I mean, you know, one thing that Julian Assange did, I mean, they're trying to destroy that poor man. All he did was be a real journalist. And, you know, he outed a lot of this stuff. And same with, I guess it was Seth Rich, who hacked the DNC. I think that's where a lot of this information come to light. And look what happened to him. I mean, they killed that young man. You know, they want to say it's a robbery, but yet nothing was stolen. You know, it makes absolutely no sense. But, you know, break down about the ping pong pizza, Jessica.
That one is essentially, so part of the conspiracy is they would actually traffic the kids out of the pizza shop. And that's how James Elefantis is involved, is the pizza restaurant is kind of a front, you know, like drug dealers own, let's say, an ice cream chain, you know, and it looks like it's an ice cream shop, but they're really selling heroin and meth out of these shops that are legally, you know, functioning as a licensed business and paid taxes and stuff. But people come in, they're like, hey, I need the number 11. That's not on the menu. And they give them the drugs, right? So the pizza place is where the trafficking would happen, if that makes sense. That's from what I've gathered. I got a lot of this information from the Out of Shadows documentary. It keeps getting banned, and it's really hard to find, but that was the second documentary that changed my life, and it's two Hollywood stuntmen, and they created this documentary. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but they, you know, they're well-respected. They won awards for being stuntmen for Spider-Man, for Batman. Like, they saw firsthand the Hollywood occult. And these two guys put this movie together, and they're Christians now because of the satanic symbolism and the cult parties and the trafficking, and they get into Pizzagate. And they definitely explain it a lot better than I am because, you know, it's visual. You can see the information that they're trying to share versus just hearing me talk. And it just clicked. It made sense. Everything that all the puzzle pieces that they had put together again. And that's what's difficult about getting people to kind of wake up is there's so many pieces to the puzzle. Like, we're literally just talking about the trafficking part of it. There is so much other fucking bullshit going on, you know, the New World Order and them trying to take over, you know, destroying America from within. Like, there is so much to talk about, but just diving into this human trafficking thing, it's the largest underground business in the world. CPS, foster care, they're in on it.
Yep.
They're going missing.
They're in on it. Yep.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying absolutely they are. It's proven. I mean, there's hundreds of kids just in CPS's care that have gone missing. Missing. They don't know where the fuck these kids are. There's no documentation on who has these kids. These aren't undocumented Americans. These are American kids that got took from their parents, and now they are lost. They don't know where they are. They know exactly where those kids are. Those are some of the kids that went out to James, you know, St. James Island. The thing I was going to say about Pizzagate, not only the NWO, just Pizzagate alone, these people are so sick and so disgusting that these conspiracies sound like they couldn't be real because they are so evil. And so people have a hard time putting in their head that they could actually do these things to kids. So when they put it in their mind that, no, nobody could do that, they couldn't do that to these kids. They couldn't be selling these kids. They couldn't be, you know, they couldn't be doing this. So they automatically say, no, it's a conspiracy theory. It's not real. And they just put it out of their mind so they can sleep at night. But the information is out there. You don't have to look very hard. And a few years ago, you didn't have to look hard at all. It was all out there. But you said Google's gone through and censored a lot of it. You know, now DuckDuckGo's even filtering their shit. So you have to look a little bit harder. But if you want to know the truth about any of this, you can find the info.
Yes, and you know, one of the things, what happens when this starts to get broken, then they come out with misinformation. So they'll actually hear the truth, and then they'll come and start to pollute the truth. So it'll start with a little bit of truth, the hot dog party and all this stuff. Then their own PR people will come out, and they'll just make stuff, they'll blow it up to seem ridiculous. so people will, you know, dismiss it. You'll bring in your fact checkers. The fact checkers will fix, will fact check the misinformation and say it's false and declare it all false. And that's how they do it. What do you think, Jessica?
Oh, 100%. The Biden admin, it fell through, but they were going to create their own version of a Ministry of Truth, which Stalin had one, Hitler had one. They want to control the information we're receiving. It's very Orwellian. It's one of my favorite books.
Well,
and, I mean, that book's supposed to be fiction, but it's almost like he is psychic and can tell the future.
Fortune teller.
Because we're seeing a lot of, you know, what he wrote about in that dystopian fucking nightmare happening here in America. But with it being, like what Mike was saying, it being so hard for a normal person to accept with the human trafficking because it's so evil and vile. I honestly couldn't believe this was on Dr. Phil, but this is a Dr. Phil episode, and he had a confirmed trafficking victim on his show. And she was talking about how there are kind of like puppy farms, but they're human farms.
Yeah.
And babies and children born into trafficking. And she was bought by this very rich person in a suit, owned his own plane, had a little island. It wasn't Epstein, but, you know, one of them. And he had his own property, his estate. And they would release children out of cages into the woods and have human hunting parties. Now, the Hollywood and these sick fuckers who run the world know that. Kind of like the Hunger Games. There's the elite and then the peasants fight to the death. They act, and I binge watched Dexter. I know it's kind of gory, but I actually like that show. And in the final season, one of the guys is kidnapping these, like, girls who are kind of runaways through the town and pretends to feed them and shit, and then brings them to his little, like, hotel-looking room he made in the basement of his house with a camera in it. And then once they figure out he's watching them, he lets them go and then hunts them on his property. And as soon as I saw that, I immediately thought of the Dr. Phil episode about the trafficker who came out and said, this really happens. I mean, think about that for a second. These people, and it's not like the gorillas over in Africa. These motherfuckers, CEOs, bankers, rich politicians, people who run our world and write our laws and tell us what to do, they are farming humans to hunt extract their blood. Sandra Bullock was on Ellen talking about her baby foreskin circumcision penis facial cream to look younger. You know, they talk about this shit. Madonna going crazy on Twitter talking about how she needs more fried fish and pasta, pedophile terms. It's just, they don't just put it all together and then you see the whole picture. It's like, you got to look at these little things and put it together yourself. And that's why it's so hard to get people to see it. And that's why I love connecting with people like you, because it makes me feel like I'm not crazy, not alone, because you guys have also done your homework and looked into this stuff and are like, fuck yeah, this shit is real. Well, what do we do about it at this point? You know, I can't change the world. Maybe some people's light bulb will go off when I make a TikTok video. That's kind of the point. But what I do in my own community is I volunteer for Operation Underground Railroad. We set up events, we talk about it, and we raise some money so they can go save some kids. That's what I'm capable of doing. You know, I'm a full-time, I have a kid, I just got married, we have a house, we have a shit ton of pets, I have a pig, I own a cleaning company. It's like, people can come up with these excuses not to get involved and not do something about it. But now, I just want to be this voice of motivation right now. Like, now's not the time to be fucking quiet, and now's not the time to sit on your ass. Like, I have all the excuses in the world not to do anything, and I still get up and go and do these things and do my tiny part to try to make my community and the world a little bit of a better place.
Didn't you just join the Republican Party over there in Washington also?
I'm also juggling that as well, yes.
Yep,
I'm working
that's what
for
I
the
thought.
Jesse Jensen campaign. Yeah, he's running for the 8th District. And the thing that kind of sucks, though, is it's 100 degrees for the next 7 days in a row, and I'm out talking to voters around my schedule. And I'm literally going to have a heat stroke and die. So I'm going to try to do more at-home stuff for them, if they'll let me.
Yep.
I might take a little bit of a break until the weather cools down and then get back out there. But, yeah, I applied for that job 3 times. I own a cleaning company. I don't need the money. I have a young son that's 4, and I don't want him learning about the gingerbread man when he gets into kindergarten, you know. Our local hospitals right here in little Pleasantville, Wenatchee, Washington, they're fighting for teenagers as young as 13 to be able to start medically transitioning without parental consent. It is a direct attack on the kids on so many levels. So I just want people to get involved. Something, volunteer, once a month, anything, man.
Yeah, we have
you know, and that's a good idea, because we got to do something. Like you said, things sound so far out and so crazy that it makes sane people think, how could someone be so cruel? I saw a picture of Joe Biden with a young girl stood up by the pole, and he's there with a whip. Now, I didn't, you know, spread it around or anything, because you don't know. You don't know what's fake, what's real. Now, I think that is a problem in the age that we live in. You know, we got deep fakes, and so these people put out the deep fakes so they can debunk their own conspiracies.
Exactly. Well, you know, y'all were talking about the Ministries of Truth a minute ago. The reason that I stay on TikTok, the reason that I stay loud, and the reason that we all have to, is for that reason. Why did they shut down the Ministries of Truth? Why did Joe Biden shut that down? Because of backlash. Because they were getting phone call after phone call of people pissed off. Well, people wouldn't have known about that if it wasn't for people like us. Because I can guarantee you the CNN, Fox News was not talking about it. Maybe Tucker Carlson, but that's it. That's why the Ministries of Truth got shut down. That's why the WEF, that's why that deal got shut down, because we are waking people up. That's why they want us shut down, because we are waking people up. So when you get discouraged and you think that we're not making headway and you think we're not doing anything, we are. We're shutting down their plans, and that's why their agendas are getting pushed so fast now. That's why it's crisis after crisis, because they are scrambling to figure out how to keep control of us, because we are waking people up left and right. It may not feel like it, but, guys, we are making a difference. This is a fucking war, and we are in battle, and we are the ones that are doxing ourselves. We are the ones putting ourselves out there. So when we think that we're not making a difference, we are. But, that's, you know, it was a little bit off subject, but that's why the Ministries of Truth got shut down, and that's why the NWO WEF deal got shut down. That's why Biden couldn't sign it, and that's why Charles or Klaus Schwab saying, you know, we'll try again in maybe 2024 or 2026, because they think that, you know, the American people are getting softer, and we are. We're forgetful. We forget everything. People forgot about the Las Vegas shooting already. People forget about everything. Within days, the media pushes something else in front of you, and we forget about shit. So we can't be silent. We have to stay loud, and we can't give up. No matter how hard they push us, no matter how crazy they try to make us look, we can't stop, you know. That's one thing I have to put out there.
Well, you know, speaking on the Ministry of Truth, you know, that's what I'm going to start now myself. You know, have my own cult. I'm going to have a Ministry of Truth to monitor that cult. You know, having a cult is where the money is, Michael.
Yeah, until you drink the Kool-Aid with the cult following.
I'm not giving that Kool-Aid, though. Jessica, are you going to join our cult?
I'm already in it, man.
she was one of the founders, the co-founder. Oh, man.
I hate looking at her.
These people are doing such sick, vile shit to our kids that people really, you know, to get back on subject, people really can't grasp their minds around it. So instead of grasping their minds around it, they shut it out. And that's why we have to keep forward. We have to push forward. And when I'm talking about the sex trafficking and stuff, I don't even bring up the real deep stuff. I try to make the points that they can see that will open their minds, you know, the lighter stuff. Because if you push the darker stuff to them, they shut down real fast. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that's true. Michael, just I think we have
somebody on the line that wants to jump in and say hi to Jessica and talk to us. So
awesome.
Maybe we can let them in.
Yeah, we've got
Jamie on the line.
Awesome.
Hello,
Jamie, are you there?
I'm right here. God bless all of you. I'm one of the cult members, by the way.
Awesome.
Anyway, let me take you off mute. Okay. I wanted to call in and say thank you so very much to all of you for everything you're doing. I'm doing my small part. I'm disabled, and in a little bit I can still, you know, walk around a little bit. But I took a fall in Florida before I moved up north, and I lost my teeth, and I'm working on trying to get them in so I can do more on TikTok as far as speaking goes. I'm kind of limited right now. But I just wanted to jump in and say a couple of things, if that's okay. I don't want to take your platform, but I just wanted to throw in some things I thought about while you guys were speaking. And so if we can get people to really think about where they're spending their money, and I know it's hard because we've all become pretty complacent as Americans, but so I put a list on my page of many of the big companies that are supporting the World Economic Forum, of Klaus Schwab and the other guys. And we've got Uber, and we've got VW, we've got Walmart, we've got Amazon, we've got Lego, Coca-Cola, Shell, Google. So, you know, just to name a few of many companies that support the World Economic Forum, we need to make sure people understand that if we control where our money goes, we have a better control on what they can do. If we can do it, you know, as mass, you know. And
absolutely.
The second thing I wanted to – thank you. The second thing I wanted to say is we can all do our part by taking even a magic marker in a blank T-shirt and writing things on them to make people aware, website places that people can go to find the truth, anything, hand out papers and flyers every time we go to the grocery store, anything like that that we can afford to do. Is we've got to get the word out. They're trying to shut us down, like we, you know, Chatio's been targeted now, and we've got to support him. We've got to all go and send Tech Talk a letter and tell them we're extremely angry and fight back. We've got to push back, and just do our part. Every one of us, whatever it can be, we've got to be active because they are, they're still ahead of us. And, you know, thank goodness we got, you know, the Truth Ministry pushed back a little bit. But that's an example of what we can do as mass people. And if we really stick together and work hard, we can, you know, we can get there. We've got to have faith. We've got to have God in the forefront. And that's all I wanted to say, other than thank you and God bless all of you so much for everything you do.
Well, Jamie, you're absolutely right. We have all the power if we stick together. That's what the liberals do. You know, they get woke. They try to cancel everybody out. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to cancel these companies that support this shit. And we need more mom-and-pop support. We need more community support. And That's where we messed up, by letting these big corporations take over and take all of our money. So we have to quit supporting them. You're right. What is your TikTok page, Jamie?
It's Byte Master Gold. Byte as in the computer, you know, byte bits,
yep.
And bytes. BYTE. Byte Master Gold.
Awesome. Well, we thank you for calling in, and thank you for your support. Thank you for all you do, and have a great night.
Thank you. You guys as well. And thank you, Jessica May. And I'll be looking you up, and we'll be in touch.
Absolutely. I'm taking notes, so I have your username written down. And once we're done with the show, I'll be adding you as well.
Awesome.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. All right. God bless.
Have a great night, Jamie. Hey, Jessica, we had a question from the chat room in here. That documentary we were talking about with the old stuntman. What was that called?
Out of Shadows. Some people get it confused with Out of the Shadows. There's no the.
No.
Out of Shadows.
Out of Shadows. Yeah. I remember I watched it a couple of years ago. I remember it. I remember watching the documentary on that guy and then watching his documentary afterwards. Really good documentary. But she was right. We control. It is. But, yeah, she was right. We control. We can control a lot of things with the way that we spend our money. I think, you know, right now, we can do that right now, but we're at a point right now to where we may be past that. These people have all the money that they want. They want the power.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah,
I agree. Oh, sorry. There's a little bit of a delay.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to interrupt you guys.
No worries. But I do think that we got to start looking, supporting local, start supporting each other as a community. Time to get past, letting politics and these things. Once the left can get past that we're all racist, misogynists, and bigots and everything else, you'll actually see that a lot of our thoughts line up with theirs. We're compassionate. We care. A lot of times they say that they care, but meanwhile they wish death on you because you don't take a vaccine. That's not the caring that needs to happen. I mean, we got to throw down our ideologies, start supporting local. Jessica, what can be done at the border? Like, what do you think that can be done directly at the border to combat human trafficking?
Bring Trump back? Shit. There's so much drugs and trafficking happening
there you go.
At the border right now. And they know it, too. And so the Democrats pretend to care about these immigrants. They don't give a flying fuck about the immigrants. They just need votes because they suck ass. I find the overturn of Roe v. Wade extremely suspicious. Do I agree with it? Absolutely. Do I think it's a little fishy? Yeah. And I understand how the Supreme Court works. They get a case. It takes a while, et cetera. I get that. But the Democrats are losing so bad because Biden sucks ass. He sniffs kids. He's a fucking idiot. He can't even form a sentence. He's like, end of quote, repeat the line. Like, oh, my God. Like, this dude is just so obviously a puppet. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have more than two brain cells to be able to see it. And everything that they're doing is purposely to destroy our country from within. It started a long time ago, but it was very obvious with Obama. And that was kind of like right when I was waking up. I went down the rabbit hole a little too hard and thought he was going to suspend the elections and declare martial law. I was like, he's going to be the Antichrist, But as you wake up over time, you kind of, well, I can't speak for everyone else, but I have realized it's more of a totalitarian tiptoe. They slowly take your rights away over time, and then you don't even realize that all of a sudden you don't have rights, and you don't even know what happened, And that's what they're doing with the border and what Obama was doing by firing these higher-ups and replacing them with the Muslim Brotherhood. They don't want people who believe in the Constitution and freedom and God to be a part of the government. They want a bunch of anti-American communists. We've been infiltrated by communists. So they preach, oh, this borderless world, there's no lines. Well, that's how they're going to get the new world order. They don't want nationalities. They want one global government that they fucking control, and they need to start by getting rid of our borders, especially down at the bottom. And so they just found a shit ton of fentanyl, heroin, meth coming through all the time, child rapists, murderers, vans full of little kids. The borders, it's its own topic, too. And they're just like, bring them on in. Come on in. Let's just fucking destroy this country even more. Let's give them a bunch of money. The CIA is helping them bring the drugs in. People don't even question, where does heroin come from? 90% plus of opium is grown in Afghanistan. So how the fuck are they getting the heroin over here? It isn't just some dude backpacking from Honduras, some drug dealer from Honduras. No, it's these rich people who are also doing the human trafficking. They're the ones bringing all the drugs up here, and they're killing us because they want us weak, stupid, dumb, but just smart enough to work and pay taxes.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, just,
and then we're sending
just
money
to
other countries. You know, like with the school shooting, that's another conspiracy. Like, I like to touch base on my platform. I try to stick to things I can prove, you know, conspiracy realists, like, because as I had mentioned before, it's hard to get people to wake up. If you say one little thing wrong or get one little statistic wrong, the left will come and discredit you. You spell a word wrong, you know, so I have to be very careful about the stuff that I share. I got to make sure it's real because I want people to see the truth and that light bulb go off. But there are conspiracies that I believe in that I can't necessarily prove, but it's very obvious, like the mass shootings. I believe they're orchestrated to disarm us.
Absolutely.
Because armed people are a free people. And it all goes back to destroying our country from within, to slowly deteriorating our constitution, our freedom of speech. They're going to create hate speech laws. They're already doing it, you know, with the private companies. You can't say a man has a penis and women have the uterus. That's hate speech now. The truth is hate speech. So they're going to start, I believe they're going to, in the future, they're going to create hate speech laws, and that's going to be their way around the First Amendment. Okay. And then they're going to keep orchestrating these mass shootings, and they're going to take our guns away, and then we're fucked, basically.
Yeah. Well, I told my wife when Trump didn't get, you know, put in 2020, I told her, I was like, I was the thing I was most sad about, I told her straight up, and this is no lie, I told her, I was like, the thing that makes me the worst pissed off is now that he's not in office, we're going to start seeing mass shootings again. I said, we haven't seen one in 4 years, but now that we have Joe Biden, that we're going to start seeing mass shootings again. And she's like, you think so? I was like, yeah, wait till they start pushing gun agenda again, and you'll see it. And bam, it was bam, bam, bam. Every other week you're seeing a mass shooting because they want to take our fucking guns. They want to repeal the Second Amendment. And you were right. They demonize the Constitution. They demonize the founders of this country because they want people to think that they were evil, racist, evil people. And they came over here with the wrong intentions and that we should not be living by their rules. And it's absolute bullshit. I will die on my knees defending that Constitution because that's the law of our land. And that's what we need to be going by. Too many people have fallen away from it, so it's ridiculous. It pisses me off when I see people talking shit about the Constitution because that's the one thing that I do stand up for. That's America.
Well, that's what it's all about. If you can erode the constitutions of our countries, then we don't have a country. The very thing that protects us as a democracy, that's what they're trying to break down. If they can break that down, then they can open us up to the one-world government a lot faster.
That's why they wanted Biden to sign that WHO order. That would have given them the power when they declared monkeypox a fucking pandemic. That would have given them the power to say our Constitution doesn't matter. Their Constitution supersedes ours because we're in a crisis. And they could take control of everything. And if monkeypox doesn't work, whenever Biden says that we're in energy crisis, then he has control. It's not going to be the WHO, but they're pushing the buttons and they're pulling the strings, so it doesn't matter who's in control or what. You know, if they override our Constitution, then they're going to get what they want. And I say if Biden declares national emergency and starts overriding the Constitution, then we're going to have some conversations again because that's not going to fly.
Yeah, it's actually terrifying.
Your thoughts?
And, you know, it's not just like the World Health Organization when they were, you know, voting on the global pandemic treaty. And they were going for exactly what you said. It's just about control and power over us and a loophole around our Constitution. They deem it's a pandemic. We have to abide. If we don't, they can find the shit out of us, you know? And the United Nations, this is one that I had learned about a long time ago, and their Agenda 2030. It was originally Agenda 21, and they pushed it out. So it's Agenda 2030. They have the 17 global goals. And, you know, to the satanic thing, after discovering all this stuff and the one world government, it made me kind of realize that Revelation and a lot of the prophecy in the Bible is coming true. Now, I'm not this crazy religious nut that's going to, you know, I believe in freedom. Smoke weed, have your guns, marry who you want. It's not my place to judge you. You know what I mean? I believe in freedom. So I'm not one of those, like, old crotchety Christians. But it brought me back to God because I see the satanic bullshit everywhere. And it says in Revelation there's going to be a one-world government. Everyone's going to have this mark. And they talk about this new world order. Politicians from all over the world, not just America, but, you know, they talk about it. And Agenda 2030, I mean, think about it, guys. That's only 8 years away. And then when Trump came in, he wasn't supposed to win. Hillary was supposed to win. Trump won by a landslide, scared the shit out of everybody. I don't think every rich person is in on this new world order. I think there are some good guys with money trying to fight it. You know what I mean? And they were like, oh, shit, we got to put this in hyperdrive. Like, people are waking up. He's exposing everybody. You know, they're on to us. So they're just really just hammering us hard. And that's when they released COVID. There were so many reasons for releasing that. As one, they had to get Trump out because he was going to win again by a landslide. So they had to push mail-in voting, mail-in ballots, because there's no way that dementia-ridden fool was going to win. And the other DNC candidates got robbed. Like, Biden had 6% when he was running against these guys. And then he magically is the selected candidate to run against Trump. And the dude can't even talk. And you guys get what I'm saying. But
because
I think
they needed a puppet.
Trump ruffled their feathers a little bit. And so all of these global organizations, that's the words you got to look for, too. They're like international, global, you know, the Agenda 2030. They disguise these global goals as a peaceful thing, like the Georgia Guidestones that just came down. It's the Ten Commandments of the New World Order. They want to depopulate everybody down to a reasonable, you know, size where they can control everyone easily. And they pretend it's for our better good, you know. Klaus Schwab or whatever the hell that guy's name is like, you'll own nothing and you will be happy. The goal is global communism, and we were seeing a direct attack on America, and it just kind of freaks me out that people can't see it. And that's why I try to I want to be friends with liberals, I want to unite, but they are destroying this country, and they don't even realize it. They think they're doing everyone a fucking favor, and we're the bad guys, and they're the ones literally throwing our children's future away. End of rant.
No, that's a good rant. That's good, because, you know, people do not realize that they are selling out their own kids by allowing these things and taking the whatever attitudes. You know, I mean, this is scripture. This is going to happen. It's not a matter of if this is going to happen. It's a matter of when. So my job is to wake people up, get ready, get prepared that these things are coming, and the America and Canada that you know is not going to be anymore.
That's what they want. That's what they want. They want total solarism. They want total control over the entire world. We are the only thing standing in between that. And I'll say it again. We're the only thing standing in between them controlling 80% of the world. That's it.
The American Patriots are preventing the dominoes from falling. It's our guns.
Yeah.
We can stand up against them.
They're afraid
of us. And that's why they're pushing the gun control so hard. Is once the American Patriots, once we give up our guns, it's over. And Europe and all these other countries who think we're crazy for wanting to keep our guns, they don't realize that we are protecting the whole world from being enslaved right now. I know that sounds extreme, but it's true, and that's my personal belief.
It's the absolute truth. We're literally, our Second Amendment is the only thing standing from them just coming in here and trying to overthrow everything. Just like they have in every one of these other countries. They drive them to their knees, just like they're trying to do to us right now. They break them. They absolutely break them from the ground up. And then they come in and they offer their hand. Here, let us help you. We're the government. We're here to help. And, yeah, our Second Amendment, our Constitution cannot go anywhere, and this generation's the one that's going to have to stop it.
Reagan said that.
Yeah, well, he was right, and that generation should have, and this is going to be the one that has to. And if we don't, then it's not going to be anything but communism, socialism from here on out, and our grandkids and every other generation after that, that's all they're going to know. They're not even going to know about the world that we lived in, because it's not going to be in the history books, because they're not going to teach them it.
I say the same thing. I've been telling, so I red pilled my now husband. He's from Chicago. His dad's in the Union Democrat family, you know, and I just like started whispering sweet little nothings into his ear and showing him things over time. And he's like buying a bunch of water and like food that's good for 10 years. And we're like major preppers, you know, which is cool. I'm like, all right, I got him on board. But with him, I said the same thing is, what I believe is, you know, as they take our freedoms away is, you know, like the society that we're born into now, you get a birth certificate, you get your social security card, you go to school, you work, you pay taxes. We're already slaves. But because we're born into this system, we have this illusion of freedom. Yes, we're more free than some other countries, but it's still an illusion of freedom. And it's just going to continue to get worse. I believe they're going to microchip everybody. The AI, that's a whole other one that I love talking about. It sucks because I used to make a bunch of videos on my band account about the AI, Neuralink, Alliance ID 2020, where they're using the vaccines and technology to create your digital IDs, quantum dot tattoos. Like, I like to be in the know, you know, the Chinese social credit system. Like, there's so much going on. And I truly believe that, you know, they track us through our phones, but that's not going to be good enough. They want a social credit system like China. They want to monitor our every single move. They want us to obey them, and then we will be rewarded for it. And if we do not obey, then they will shut your bank account down. They'll ban you from travel, et cetera. So I believe in the future we will be forcibly vaccinated and microchipped when we're born. And so these children that are born chipped, if you're not microchipped, you're going to be the freak. The people who want freedom, the people who want freedom, you know, like with the gun thing, I prefer dangerous freedom to peaceful slavery, you know? So the ones who prefer freedom and are living out in the woods and they're not part of the system, because with that chip, you can't get a job without the chip. You can't get insurance without the chip. You can't buy a car. It's going to be your keys, your wallet, your debit card. Mark of the beast. I believe that's my personal belief, that the microchip is going to be the mark of the beast. And the beast is the system of the New World Order. And you have to have it to be in the system. You give up your God-given rights to the system. And so the people living out in the woods with solar panels and horses and shit, they're going to be the weirdos. But they're
Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, I can't remember his name right now, but he's talked about it. He's talked about the chips. They want to know not only what we're doing and where we're at, they want to know what we're feeling. They want to know our emotions. They want to know what makes us happy, what makes us sad, so that they can control us in different ways. They're doing it with our phones now, but with those chips, they want to do the same thing. And I tell people, you want to know what we're headed towards, just pay attention to China. That's what we're headed towards. That's what Joe Biden, he idolizes China. If you look at anything he said in the last 10 years, he praises China on everything they do. And so, I mean, if you want to know what our future looks like without us stepping in and stopping shit, it's China. You know, that's simple. And communism, socialism, and do what they say, or like you said, you're an outcast, and outcasts will be dealt with.
Well, you look at Sri Lanka, and you look at, because they're going to start with the poorer countries, and Sri Lanka was a big farming country, and they had a lot of exports and these things. So that's what they moved in. They moved in with these IMF funding. They promised them if they cut emissions and all this stuff. And then what happened, once they ruined the country, they hightailed and run. The IMF wouldn't give them nothing. So here they are now. They had to ration their food and their fuel. And guess what they were using to ration the fuel? They were using QR codes. That is why they want this worldwide food shortage. So now that's where you're going to get the real control. You're going to need a QR code to get anything that the government's going to hand out to you. Jessica?
Oh, yep, sorry. I'm getting better about waiting my turn. So I want to piggyback off what you said for a second. I mentioned the symbolism quite a bit, you know? And when you were talking about the Democrats loving China, I made a video. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was the symbolism that was hidden in their signs. So in the Biden sign when he was running against Trump, the E was three red banners. And if you look up what three red banners means, it's the turning a country into a socialist state. And then the Democratic National Convention, it had a pentagram in it, the satanic pentagram. And when you flip it on its side, it's death to America. So, again, it's just those little symbols even kind of give it away. I mean, it's not, like, hard evidence, but it's just coincidental. Oh, and then the 30330, text that to Biden or whatever. If you divide that by the year 2020, it equals 666. It's the mark of the beast. Their agenda is just right out there. And I believe that they have to show us.
That's what I was going to say. They have to show us. It's part of their satanic rituals. They have to put it out there. They have to show us without actually putting it out there. Would they have to do it with their symbolism? It's literally part of their rituals.
Yeah.
Yes,
no,
they've been putting it out for 1,000 years, and they have to tell you what they're planning. And I mean, you know, that's why it's out in the open. I mean, he wrote a book on it. It's called The Great Reset.
For Hollywood here.
He literally told us. That's what it is.
Yeah, COVID, the Great Reset. And that's what Hollywood, I believe that's what a lot of Hollywood is. It's the symbolism for them. They'll make you've got these writers that they're telling them what to write and what to put in the movies. And I think part of it's to, what would you say?
Desensitize?
Yeah, basically desensitize us, groom us. To what they want us to see and think. So I think Hollywood's been a big part of that, and I think Hollywood's been a big part of the fall. We've growing up, we idolized these MTV stars, we idolized these movie stars, Hollywood stars, and until you wake up to what the fuck's going on, you still do. You know, I mean, you have all these people that were so into the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard or whatever her name is trial. You know, because it's Johnny Depp, and who gives a fuck? We should have been seeing the Maxine. We should have been seeing that trial. That's the shit that the American people should want to see. But no, they want to see Johnny Depp. We've been groomed. No different than what they've done
Fred
to our kids. They did it to us. Yeah.
Well, you look, Michael, when Netflix came out with the documentary Cuties. Remember that with the little girls in dance, and they took a lot of heat from it. Anyways, their market share went down 61%. You see, in their own minds, they believe they're a lot bigger. That's one thing the left has been really good at is telling the world how big they are. But it's all talk. It's like a bully. You know, a bully is a bully because he don't want to fight. So he's a bully. And one of these days, someone just gives him a smack in the face and brings it back to reality. And I think now what you're seeing is a lot of these companies are coming back to reality.
Well, that's exactly right. That's why Elon did. He exposed that shit on Twitter. He exposed that there's not as many of them as they say there are. And if you go, it, like me, I've had so many accounts. I get put into liberal TikTok sometimes, and I put myself there sometimes just so I can see what they're talking about and what they're doing. And so, you know, we were talking about controlling your algorithm last time. Well, you can control your algorithm, and I do. I go through the liberals' pages, and I'm going, wow, half of those fucking followers are bots. Half the people commenting in there are bots. You can tell. They're all the same thing. They're all saying the same shit. And so TikTok's doing the same thing. There's not near as many of them as there are of us. I can guarantee you that. And every time this new page that I have, I've got 11,000, maybe 500 new followers on there. The account's about 3.5 weeks old. And I guarantee 9,000 people in that are new to me. I've not seen these pages. And every time I start a new page, I gain a new group of people, So we are definitely not the minority. And like you said, they have to put that shit on all their platforms, no matter what it is, so that we think that we are outnumbered. But we show them, when we want to show them, we show them who's really in charge. Disney, Netflix, CNN Plus, Obama, on Spotify, we shut all them down within a few months with our voices and with our money. And we can do that, just like the caller Jamie was saying earlier. We can do that. If we band together
and we say no more, then that's what it is. And no matter what it is, in numbers, we can do whatever we want to do. We want to stand up and we want to stop the NWO, we do it in numbers. We do it with our voices. We do it with power. We do it with, like I said, with numbers. Enough of us stand up and say enough is enough, and we can shut them down. We outnumber them 1,000 to 1, if not more than that.
Well, all you have
to do is join my cult. Sorry.
Good. All you have to do is join my cult. Join my cult, and, you know, I will be Lord Chatio, and we will deal with these issues. Go ahead, Jessica.
Okay, for sure. No, I just kind of figured it out now, so I'll have to come back on the show when I – because this was kind of like my – warm-up, my practice round, talking to you guys. So now that I've kind of, I'm going to get it down, we'll just go in order from, like, Michael to Chad to me, and then, anywho.
It took us a while to figure it out, Jessica. It did. It's the show has a little bit of a lag to it, so, and then Chad's in Canada. He's, I don't know, about 3,000 miles away from me, so I can see how it all works. We've got Uber Canuck in the chat room. And Uber Canuck says that he wishes his wife would wake up, but what did he say? It went away, but he was saying his wife. Well, Uber, I'll tell you, my mom and my stepdad have been together for about 13 years. And my stepdad thought that me and my mom, or he thought that I was crazy. I woke my mom up about 4 years ago, and he has thought that we were the craziest, looniest people. My mom started stalking shit about 2 years ago, and I literally just red-pilled him about 3 months ago. And now he is in every rabbit hole he can get into. So don't give up hope on her, Uber. And thanks for the name, Yuval Harari. That's Klaus Schwab's right-hand man that talks about the chips. So, old Mike, he's very handy to have around. Thanks for listening in, and thanks for keeping up in the chat board, Mike.
Yeah, that's got to be a bummer, having, like, being married to someone who just doesn't see it, you know. And with what you were saying about how there's more of us, I truly believe that, you know, they ban us all the time because they don't want people on TikTok to see conservatives, patriots, free thinkers with these large followings. You know, they don't want the masses to see, like, oh wow, these people have a huge voice, a lot of people agree with them. They can't have that. You know, they need to censor and silence us because the liberal agenda is, they're using liberalism to forward the New World Order. And all of these tech jobs are in on it. I get banned, and, like, my videos get violated for literally telling the truth.
Nothing.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's discouraging sometimes.
It is. That's what they want, though, Jessica.
Yeah, that's what they want.
I got some words of wisdom for you, to the kind people of TikTok. That's how you start your report.
It only works if you have a Canadian. If you have a Canadian TikTok watcher,
VPN.
It doesn't work for me. Well, or if you've ever sent TikTok an email that said "fuck you," I'm going to sue you. It doesn't work for me either. So I've literally yet to see a conservative TikToker that actually talks about real things with more than 150,000 followers. Once they get to 150 or so, they take their page away. I've seen some fake patriots or fake triots out there that have more than 150,000 followers, but they don't talk about shit. They don't bring up facts. They just say enough to keep followers on there and to get likes. But once they get up there, they can basically get on there and say anything and have, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 likes on their page. But no real patriot has that many followers. And
that is the whole challenge. The kind people of TikTok, Michael. You know, you just got to watch in what you talk about and do it in such a way that you don't – you know, once you hit 100K, you have someone that monitors your account. So when someone push report, they check it right away and usually, you know, release it and let it go or whatever. But I agree what you're saying. They take down a lot of good conservatives. I mean, how many accounts have you lost, Jessica?
You know what? There's a lot of people who've lost a lot more than I have. I'm actually surprised I still have my big one. I'm on view only mode. I actually got a couple violations today, so I'm banned from posting for a week and commenting and everything. but I've survived a couple of those, but I have had 7 accounts banned, and I have 2 backups because sometimes either account will be banned from posting, so I just rotate between the 3 because my big one, I'm banned for a week for saying that, you know, I feel like it's hypocritical that the left wants to, you know, force vasectomies on men, and if men have uteruses and women have penises now, like, why aren't they calling the forced vasectomies on the women with penises? Like, that's their logic, right? You know? It's the hypocrisy. And everything with them is a double standard. Everything.
None whatsoever. It literally is. It's a hypocrisy for me. Because one day they say one thing, the next day it's a totally fucking different thing, and none of it makes sense. None of it. And to get back to the followers on TikTok, though, I've seen so many liberal creators that have 500, 600, 700,000 followers that have 8 million likes, and that goes back to the fake shit, just like Twitter. TikTok has the fake liberal trolls that they add to the pages to make them look like they are bigger than we are.
Well, they pay. They have paid. A couple of them have been caught out and found out for buying followers. I don't know how that works, but, you know, that's insane. And, you know, it's just sad that, you know, I see every other day I seem like one of my friends are getting taken down. And, you know, these people are truth tellers. They get on. They don't care. And I guess, you know, if I had, you know, fewer followers, I'd probably be the same way. But, I don't know, I've always kept it kind of gentle. I don't argue with anybody. I think that's what keeps me around the most, to be honest with you. As soon as I see someone makes a comment, I just block them. Or if I go in and someone's talking crap or they tag me in something, I look at the comments, and everybody on that comment list that's talking smack, I just block them. So over time, I was able to get rid of all of these people that do all the reporting. Eventually, they just forget about me until they name me a cult leader. Now I'm back in the news again, but...
Well, that I still can't get over that lady fucking calling you a cult leader and saying that you were a danger to society, basically, just because you get on TikTok and do a little yelling chat. Oh, God. These people, you hurt her feelings. You probably fucking made her go home and cry from a video she seen, so she had to make a video calling you a cult leader.
Well, you know, I did one of her before. Remember, she called me out, and I just lambasted her. And I felt it had 28,000 views within minutes. I ended up making it private because I didn't want to embarrass her. You know, even though she was, you know, mean-spirited, I just don't like to do that to people, you know. And, you know, she lives a sad, empty existence. When your life is built on calling out others and trying to call down others and beat other people down. And the reason she does it is to get her followers and people that know her, some of these big accounts. If you look, people like the Calgary mayor-elect, the other guy, whatever, Sheepskin or whatever his name is, some of these bigger creators, she tags him on all of them. So when you're dealing with people like that and you see the people she tagging, instant block. And then you go and you find their backup account, you block him too. And that's, you know, kind of how I've been able to survive on it is my block list is bigger than my following list.
I need to start doing that. I mean, I block people, but sometimes, like, they get lost in the comments and I just try to ignore it. But I mean, her calling you a cult leader, I mean, shit, these liberals call black conservatives white supremacists.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They call me a misogynist when thirds of my followers are female because I simply disagree with them. So I hate women even though
I'm a biological woman. And they do the same thing with some of my trans friends, my trans Republican friends, who are speaking out against the nonsense and the bullshit. They literally call them transphobic. They are fucking trans. These people, the gymnastics they go through,
yeah.
Like, how does that even make sense? They're just...
I've seen the video.
I try to understand. I just can't get on the page. I don't get it.
No, if it doesn't fit their agenda, then it just doesn't fucking work for them. I've seen the trans girl that looks just like a dude on TikTok, and that's what he's talking about. He's like, he got called a transphobic because he was speaking out about, you know, talking to your kids and basically, you know, making sure that this is what they want and not to do it at such a young age. And he got called a transphobic, and he's like, I'm a fucking trans. How am I a transphobic? Because I want people to be educated about what they're doing to their bodies and to their brains. Like, if you don't fit their agenda, it doesn't matter. I've seen the Black Republican get called a racist and an Uncle Tom so many times on TikTok, it's not even funny. A Black guy getting called a racist against other Blacks from Blacks because he is a conservative. He's conservative,
yeah.
And has got so much hate from the LGBT community because he doesn't believe in pedophilia. Like, he speaks out against people grooming their kids. And so a gay man is a homophobe because he speaks out against grooming kids. It makes no sense. Nothing that they do makes sense.
Well, you know what don't make it don't make sense. I mean, you know, I like one of the videos that Jessica did was, you know, I'm still waiting for the pregnant men to step up. You know, whatever it was, the video she did there, but it was quite hilarious. We have Mama Bear in the chat room, and I want to give a shout out to Mama Bear. She's a loyal listener. She duets all of our content, and Mama Bear, I really appreciate you, and I just want to say thank you for continuing to spread the word and be a patriot. She asked a question about the 13-year-old girl that went missing in Alberta and ended up, I think it was Ohio. You know, how do you think that happened? I mean, he was able to get her across the border. What do you think, Jessica, on that question?
Is it about the Ohio case with the 10-year-old?
Yes.
Oh, and they're left. So, yeah, I know I've been kind of debunking a lot of liberal conspiracies and hysteria and irrational fear about the Roe v. Wade overturn. And I did stumble across that specific story. And I had a little bit of time to look into it, not as much as I would have liked. And essentially what I gathered is the 10-year-old could not get the abortion and had to travel state lines to go get one. So,
no,
a lot of people feel... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That's not what I was talking about. What I was talking about, here in Canada, in Alberta, we had a young girl. She was 13. She met this guy, 46-year-old man or something like that, from Ohio. He smuggled her across the border. And, you know, I'm assuming he raped her and these things. And that's where he found her, down in Ohio.
Oh,
wow.
Sorry. I think the same 10-year-old, there was a different 10-year-old case, and I believe it was out of that same area. So,
yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
Let
me just
go ahead.
Oregon.
Can I just interrupt
ended
for
up
a
in
second?
Oregon.
It was,
yeah,
she was 13-year-old from Edmonton, Alberta, and she ended up in Oregon.
Man, I haven't heard of this one yet.
No, I haven't heard of it either.
And,
the one that you were talking about, Jessica, was that was just part of the liberal agenda, because that girl's mom didn't even want to press charges because it was her boyfriend raping her daughter and she knew it. So that was just bullshit that they were trying to push because of the Roe v. Wade shit, you know. But I
yeah,
haven't heard
for
about
sure.
The
stories are pretty. They
going to Oregon
for a second.
Yeah. No, I think that's why Chad said Ohio too. I think because he had gotten the stories mixed up. But yeah, I think that was just all part of their Roe v. Wade, trying to make people sympathetic to abortions by throwing a 10-year-old girl under the bus. But
they use the most extreme cases because they can't really defend it on its own a lot of the time.
They always do, but
But once the mom came out and wouldn't throw the boyfriend under the bus, that story went away real quick. But I hadn't heard about the girl coming from Canada that got that crossed the U.S. border with that guy. That's disgusting. That's crazy.
That is absolutely disgusting. And I think Canada, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Castro's son, Trudeau. I mean, they look identical, but are you guys allowed to leave if you're unvaccinated, or is it, like, really hard to come back? You know, like, trafficking, I feel like your border is a lot more secure than ours is at the moment. So I'm not sure how they really got away with that.
Yeah, it's a real disaster for people because you got to have an app on your phone, RiveCan app, and if you don't have it, it's a real havoc. I just watched a video of an 86-year-old returning from America, and here he was. They were giving him a hard time because he didn't have this app. He's 86 years old. He can barely work a flip phone, let alone, you know, put an app on his phone. But there is people fighting it. There is people saying, no, we're not doing it, and they're coming across. They're getting fines like $18,000. I'm sure
That's
all
great.
The people, if everybody did it, you know, these fines would never hold up in court. We had a pastor here that the government and the police went after in Alberta. He refused to close his church. He refused to bow down. They give him, I think it was $18,000, $19,000 in fines, and the court just ruled in his favor. He had already paid the fines, and they made the government pay him back and apologize to him.
That's insane. They are out of fucking control up there, man. But
yeah,
Chad, I'm from way down here in Texas. How hard would it be to get across the border from Canada to the United States? Is there spots like? I mean, the border's so long. There's got to be places people could cross like they do from Mexico to here.
Oh, yeah, there's literally a street that goes between Canada and the U.S. You can put 1 foot on the other side, you're in America. 1 foot on this side, you're in Canada. You know, it's not hard. We have a lot of unprotected border space here in Canada. That's why it's dangerous for people to have Chinese troops training here in Canada, which was supposedly have happened. You know, because if they're here in Canada, they could very easily cross the border. These sleeper cells, all these things is very dangerous in Canada if we don't have our border secure.
Yeah, because there's, what, a couple thousand miles of, I mean, what, 1,500,000 miles? Or about 1,500 miles of border between the United States and Canada? I mean, it's got to be no different than the southern border. There's got to be all kinds of places somebody could cross illegally and nobody would ever know, through the mountains and whatnot. I just don't think it's as popular.
I think it's creepy
but,
to map to travel.
That
kind of reminds me of, like, the social credit system a little bit, or just
China
the,
shit.
The vaccine passports. It's like getting ready to... for the microchip, you know? It's creepy.
That's China shit
well,
for you.
It's all done to keep track of your information, keep track where you're traveling from, how you're getting there, how often you travel, get to know your habits. I mean, you know, they're not stupid. And Canada is the only country left in the world now, probably besides North Korea, that still has these draconian mandates and everything. But a lot more people are waking up. I mean, I still see people going around with their mask and you know, probably some wears it in the shower. I don't know. It just makes no sense to me. I can understand if you have an immune disorder or something you're scared of, or even if you're afraid. But, you know, you got to look at the facts. You wearing a mask is not helping you. It's only to keep you from spreading it to someone else, from what I gather. But you still see a lot of it here in Canada.
People got brainwashed. They got conditioned. You know, a lot of people did. That's what they were trying to do. It was a social experiment. A lot of people fell for it.
A lot of people
what
are
about
still
up
falling
there?
For it. I'm in Washington
what
State,
about,
and it's
yes.
A shithole. It sucks. People are still wearing masks driving alone in their car.
And that's what I was going to ask. How's it up there in Washington? I mean, it must be like, you know, how far are you from the Capitol?
So I'm in central Washington. It's about 3 hours away. We're really close to BC. So I was actually just out at the San Juan Islands this week, and I could see Canada from there. It was cool.
But our governor, Inslee, he is the absolute worst. Like, we've had, so my husband is an engineer. He has a civil engineering degree, and he was an engineer for the Department of Transportation, Golden Roads, and that's ran by the, you know, Washington State, and they required all state workers be vaccinated. So my husband lost his job, his career. We've been directly affected by these mandates, and we both had COVID. And this happened before, you know, these companies came out and said, your immune system is better than getting a vaccine. Like, they don't follow the actual science here. It's about control, obey, get vaccinated. I mean, we're so overrun with liberals. They truly want segregation between us because we're the lepers, you know, the unvaccinated, filthy people. It is a really crazy social experiment to see how people have behaved and treated each other over a vaccine. It's, you know, and the thing is it's medical, it should be medical freedom. You know, medical choices is something that should be and remain private. It's nobody's business. You know, they're like, hey, let me see your vaccination status. It's like, do you have genital warts? You know, do you got a fucking rash, STD on your asshole? Do you, you know, get pegged by your wife, dude? Like, why are you asking me personal questions about my medical information to go and sit in a restaurant and eat with the rest of you? We had unvaccinated and vaccinated sections. I don't know if you guys saw our viral picture. This just reminded me. So our high school, it went super viral on Facebook, and they had the band players in the green little tents with the giant tuba, and they were sitting in there, and they, each student had their own tent that they had to squeeze in during band practice. So there's like 20 little tents that are human size, and they're, each person's in there, and they had to leave the tent like single file in a crowded school. Like, tell me you aren't following science and you're just, you know, they're just obeying. It's insane, the stupidity. I can't. I get riled up thinking about how dumb these people are.
Well, they covered up.
Did you ever see that picture,
right,
of the kids in the tents playing band?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
That's what
I thought you guys might say. That was our fun in high school.
It almost makes you, that sucks. Sorry, Jessica.
No,
yeah,
it does. I'm surrounded by idiots, and so where,
yeah,
I'm at, it's very conservative. I grew up in a beautiful valley, and it has just grown over the years. They're totally destroying my home, and we're starting to become outnumbered, and it does scare me, and that's why I had mentioned before, I get involved in, like, local politics, and I'm working on the Jesse Jensen campaign, and I do the volunteering with the human trafficking, because I'm a mom. I'm actually 20 weeks pregnant. I haven't made the announcement yet.
Oh, congratulations.
Yet,
congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah,
wow.
I'm starting to tell people.
You heard,
yeah,
it here first,
tell
guys.
People.
That's
yep, you guys
awesome.
Are here first. So I'm starting to kind of break the news. We get our 20-week checkup next week. So I like to make sure I got a nice, healthy baby before talking about it. I'm sure it's,
yep,
fine. I have my 4-year-old son. But, you know, here in Washington State, a school board director owns an all-ages sex shop in Bellingham, and she hosted an all-ages LGBT queer open mic night at her all-ages sex shop. Ages 0 to 18 could attend. If you identify as the Rainbow Mafia, there's a lot of, you know, a support in that area, but, you know, the rest of us, you know, in, like, little small-town USA out here, is like, what the fuck? And now she's doing, like, a masturbation shop for kids, teach them about pleasuring themselves. This is a school board director. This is the kind of shit we're dealing with here.
That's why when Trump fucking come on and said the other day that drug dealers need the death penalty. I mean, if somebody would come out and say that the pedos and the fucking the groomers get a sentence like that, That's what we need.
Bring back public hanging.
Yeah.
Firing
because
squad.
Once the mass jumps on that bandwagon and says we're not accepting that no more, they're all fucked. So that's why, mm-hmm, we need to keep talking about this, because this is what's going to bring people together. the kids. So, Jessica, it was a pleasure having you on the show. It was very natural. It was. I would love to have you back on sometime. We waited a long time to get you on here. I would like to talk about more about their farm and babies. You know,
yep,
that song gets a lot different nowadays. So, but yeah, it was great having you on the show. I think we're running out of time. Time just got away from us. Yeah, we got 1 minute left. So, thank you for calling in, Jessica. I'm sure Chad wants to say bye to you, but congratulations on the wedding. Congratulations on the baby, and keep up the fight, girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jessica, you know, it's been real good having you on, and you'd actually make a real good fill-in co-host for us. Hopefully, maybe we'll call you if you got some free time sometime, because, you know, you understand the program. You got a lot to say, a lot of meaningful content, and we really appreciate you. I congratulate you on your child. I can't wait to see, you know, the picture. And I don't know, are you looking for a boy or a girl?
I'm happy with whatever.
Do you want a girl? You got a boy now, right?
Yeah, okay. I would be pretty stoked if I had a little girl. But I do love my son, so if I have another little boy, I'm cool with that too. But no, thank you for having me on the show. I feel like it was really great too. And I love having conversation with people who, I don't know, who get it. You know, sometimes I feel outnumbered, especially where I'm at. So you guys help me feel like I'm not so crazy. And I would be honored to come on the show again.
Yeah, I think that's why the TikTok family grew so big, and that's why we all get along so well, because we all left Facebook where we felt like outcast, where we kept getting banned and shut down. You know, we found a platform that we could grow a family on and talk to people about the stuff we wanted to talk about. And sucks that we're getting censored and shit now, but I'm grateful for what they did for us and all that. But thanks, Jessica, for coming on. And I will be on vacation the next 2 weeks, so you'll have Chatio running the show with, I think, Jeremy. But it was a great show. Thank you all for listening in, and have a great night.
Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Good night, Michael.
Good night. Bye.
All right, you have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.